Well, we hadn't got television in those days, people had to use their imagination much more. And I feel that if you listened in to some of the sermons, these sermons went on for 40 minutes, an hour sometimes, because people had nothing else to do. They hadn't got to go home to watch a certain program on television. And images were built up by the preachers, and I feel that might be the source of the stories of devils appearing, first of all, and then obviously people then started imagining that they saw them in dance halls. So I feel it was a time of greater imagination in those days because of the lack of audiovisual aids which are there now. And then why was it dance halls? Well, I mean, again, I say that's where the young people gathered, and there was always the strict moral code. And at that time, premarital sex was very much out. And if you were a person who practiced that, you were out on a limb. It doesn't seem to be so now. Not that I agree with that attitude, but there was a far greater guardianship over that area of a person's life. And I think these images of devils appearing in dance halls were there to reinforce, I think by fear a little bit, the fact that you should live a decent moral life. I think the approach to it now is different, and I think it's much healthier now. And I still kind of find it hard to believe that the devil has appeared. In fact, I just don't believe it. I don't think it has happened. But as I say from the very beginning, he, and I see the devil as a person who can very deviously bring evil into our lives. And I think there is a moral code that we must live by. But as regards devil and dance halls, no, I don't accept it.